As Super Snooper and his pal Blabbermouse fly to Washington, they do not realize they are carrying a live B-bomb powerful enough to blow up an entire city. And the device is timed to go off at exactly 12 o'clock noon.
Well, Blab, it won't be long now. We'll turn Mad Dr. Oh-No and Gold Pinky over to the FIB and collect the big reward.
And don't forget, Snoop, we gotta deliver the package, too.
Oh, that's right. I almost forgot. Yeah, we'll deliver the package at exactly noon, like we promised the good doctor.
Meanwhile, back at Squish headquarters, Dr. Oh-No and Gold Pinky put their most diabolical plot into action.
Hello, operator. Get me Washington, D.C. Collect. Hello? This is a friend. In exactly 1 hour, a bomb will go off in the Capitol, unless all the gold at Fort Knox is turned over to me and my associate. You have just 1 hour to make up your mind. We get the gold or... kaboom! And don't call in the FBI. Keep the line open. We'll call back for your answer. And remember, no tricks or... kaboom!
What did the headman say, Doctor?
He said he'd think it over.
Oh, I hope our plan works. I just love gold. It's so expensive. Answer it, Doctor. They're probably ready to give us the gold in Fort Knox.
Hello? What? He is? Order out our men in Washington. Tell them to stop 007, and this time they'd better not fail.
What was that all about, Doctor?
That wasn't the real James Bomb we gave the B-bomb to.
No? Then who was it?
Some private eye called Super Snooper. But the real 007 is on his way to Washington now.
How did 007 find out about our Operation Kaboom?
Easy. He's just plain nosy.
Ooh, maybe we'd better radio our plane to come back, Doctor.
Why should we? Nobody but you and I know that Super Snooper is carrying a little present to Washington.
Then we have nothing to worry about, Doctor.
We've got plenty to worry about. If James Bomb gets to Washington before we do, we're in trouble. Get your hat. We're flying to Washington at once. We must stop the real 007.
I'm sure glad Dr. Oh-No decided to reform Snoop.
Yeah, he ain't such a bad guy for a notorious international super criminal type.
Snoop! Look! What's that out there?
What's one out where, Blab?
What's that flying alongside of us?
It must be a plane. What else? Unless you believe in flying saucers. Hey, Blab, do you see what I see? It's... oh, no, that would be silly. It must be an optical delusion.
No, Snoop, it's for real, all right. It's a car.
A flying automobile?
Looks like a solid gold Rolls Royce with wings. And look, Snoop, gun turrets are coming out of the headlights. Snoop, whatever it is, it's shooting at us.
Blap, we've been hit.
And look, Snoop, our pilot's bailing out.
Grab a chute, Blab. We're getting out of here, too, before it's too late.
Snoop, there isn't any parachutes. Now what?
We're going into a steep dive, Blab.
Well, don't just stand there, Snoop. Do something. Can you fly a plane?
How do I know, Blab? I never tried.
Well, try. Try already. What do we got to lose?
Okay, Blab. Where's the gear shift on this thing?
Pull back on the steering wheel, Snoop.
How do you know that's what to do?
I saw it in a movie once.
Give me a hand, Blab. Pull back on this thing hard.
Snoop, you did it. We're leveling off.
Now, you see, Blab, I told you there's nothing to it. Anybody can fly one of these things.
Snoop, look out. Go treetops. You okay, Snoop?
I don't know, Blab, but... wait till I count my arms and legs. Hey, Blab, we made it. Look over there at that sign by the road.
Yeah, city limits, Washington, D.C. We're here. Snoop, look. Here comes a car.
Hey, Blab, It's that solid gold Rolls Royce, the one that shot us down. But what happened to the wings?
They're folded back into the body, see? Press a button and the wings spread out. Press another button and they fold back up like a tired sparrow. Keen, isn't it?
Who are you?
You don't have to ask, Blab. Get a look at those British license plates.
KJB007. You mean...
That's right, gentlemen. I'm James Baum, secret agent 007, area code 213, zip code 00 nothing.
Oh, pleased to meet up with you, 007. Do you mind if I just call you 00?
Please do.
My name is Super Snooper, and this here is my associate, Blabbermouth.
Tell me, how do you get mixed up with the notorious Dr. Oh No and Goldpinky?
Well, we're sort of secret agents, just like you. We were sent out to investigate Dr. Oh No. What brings you to this country, Oh-Oh?
I got word Dr. Oh No had a bomb on that plane, headed for Washington. So I intercepted and shot it down. I guess I made a mistake. I searched the wreckage, but there was no bomb on board.
Oh, that's right, Oh-Oh-Seven. See, we were just on our way to Washington to take Dr. Oh No's signed confession to the FIB and deliver this present.
Present?
Yeah, it's a clock. You're thinking?
Maybe we'd better take a look at that clock. I say that's no clock. That's a B-bomb.
B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B. That's a B-B-B-B-B-bomb.
Right. And it's set to go off in 10 minutes.
Can't we turn it off, 07?
We haven't got time. It will take half an hour to defuse that B-bomb, and it'll go off in about 9 minutes.
What are we going to do, 07?
We can't let it explode around here. It would blow Washington, D.C. off the face of the earth.
What can we do with it, 07?
There's only one thing we can do with it. Explode it high above the earth. Quick, hop into my flying rolls. Now, press the button.
Look, Snoop. The wings are spreading out.
Now, a quick taxi down the highway. Now we've got just 6 minutes to reach an altitude of 6,000 feet and as far from Washington as we can get in 6 minutes.
Mr. 07, look! There's a plane following us. A fighter plane!
From the markings, I'd say it's my old friend, Dr. Oh No, and Goldpinky.
They're shooting at us!
Did you notice that, too?
I'll have a shot at the Mad Doctor with my solid gold Walther 7.65 pistol.
Boy, is that pistol noisy!
And that was with the silencer on it.
Snoop! They're gaining on us! Snoop! Mr. 007! He's been hit!
It's nothing, chaps. Only a concussion.
Dr. Oh No is gaining on us! Oh, what are we gonna do?
I'll have to gain altitude. But I'm afraid my flying rolls isn't much at climbing. A bit heavy, you know.
Yeah, it's too bad you got the 7-passenger limousine model.
Hey, Dr. Oh No is still gaining on us, Snoop. Well, what are we gonna do?
We'll just have to lighten our weight. Snooper, you grab the baby grand piano and toss it overboard.
Aye, 07. Ooh!
Blab, you tear out the snack bar and jettison it.
Right.
Now toss out the pool table, Snooper.
Pool table, overboard.
We've thrown out everything but the kitchen sink, 007.
Well, throw the kitchen sink out. It was full of dirty dishes anyway.
Check.
Hey, it's working. We're gaining altitude fast.
But we've only got 1 minute left before the bomb goes off.
Maybe we better throw the B-bomb out.
Not yet. Wait till I'm directly above Dr. Ono's plane.
Fire away, 007. We are directly over the mad doctor's plane now.
Very well. Bombs away and aloha.
You're right on target.
According to my expensive imported transistorized wristwatch, it's time to start the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. How jolly. I do get such a bang out of this sort of thing.
Hey, Snoop, did you see the morning paper? It's got our pictures on the front page. Listen to this. For their heroic action that saved the city of Washington, D.C., Super Snooper, Blabbermouth, and James Baum will receive medals of bravery at the White House this afternoon. How about that, Snoop?
A routine case, Blab. Just a routine case. And in tribute to your courage and devotion to duty, for acts of bravery beyond the call of duty, I hereby present Super Snooper, Blabbermouse, and James Bomb with the honorary FBI badges. Thank you, Mr. President.
Likewise, Mr. President.
Beastly kind of you, sir.
Mr. President, can I ask just one teensy-weensy favor?
Of course, Snooper. What is it?
Could you give me FBI badge number 007?